This is Chris Brooks. Thank you for listening to this edition of Equip. Be sure and subscribe for free so that you don't miss an episode. For more information, visit our website, equipradio.org. Well, hey there, friends. Welcome to another exciting edition of Equip with Chris Brooks. I am so thrilled that you've tuned in today. Can you do me a favor? Strap on your seatbelt. We're going to navigate through the contours of culture, as always, with the lens of the biblical worldview on. But before we do that, let me remind you, this is the day that the Lord has made. He has given it as a gift so that you and I can rejoice and be glad in it. So let's do just that. Let's follow the words of the Apostle Paul. Let's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Well, I got wall-to-wall research for us today on the impact of church attendance on our lives. And there's some new information that's come out that I think is pretty profound in the way that regular church attendance impacts our worldview, whether or not our worldview aligns with Scripture or not. Do we have a biblical worldview? And also the way we view social issues as well. I want to talk about that, and I really want to hear from you. If you have stopped attending church, what has caused you to stop attending, and what can happen to get you back in church again? We're going to talk about that today, and you are going to be the featured guest, and we're going to make sure that we open up our phone lines. But before we dive into all of that, I am so encouraged by the research that I've been able to do in preparation for our Zoom webinar tomorrow. Now, for those of you who may be new to the program, once a quarter, I do a Zoom gathering with our monthly partners primarily. This is a special event that I put on for our monthly partners to talk about an issue that I think is at the intersection of culture and Christianity. And so we've talked about everything from the impact of technology to human sexuality to alternative religions that seem to be in competition, if you will, with the Christian faith, and so much more. Well, this particular webinar is focused in on how do you know Christianity is true, and how can you convey that to others who are questioning if Christianity is true. And I think this is so important. As a matter of fact, I think it's so important that although we've had a really good response to it, I want to open up 10 seats for those of you who are working at a local church or working, volunteering at your local church to serve young adults. If you are working in any space with young adults, I'm just going to tell you right now that the stats concerning young adults who are deconstructing, walking away from the faith because of doubts, because of questions that are oftentimes unprocessed within the local church because, quite honestly, they're not given space or a platform to be able to process through their doubts. And so they live with those things. Maybe they try to get answers on their own. And then in the absence of highly satisfying answers, many of them walk away. So maybe you're working with young adults. I want to open up 10 seats right now for those of you who say, I need this information on how I can talk to those who are questioning Christianity, how I can talk to them in a way that would convince them that Christianity is still worth following. If that's you, call this number now, 10 seats. First 10 callers to call will give you an opportunity to attend this private event. It's a Zoom webinar. Phone number is 877-LIVE-675. But you got to call now, 877-548-3675. There's another group that I want to open it up for. And the other group that I'm going to open it up for is if you know someone right now that's going through the process of deconstruction or walking away from their faith. Maybe this is somebody who historically has been a Christian. They would have professed to have been a Christ follower, but now their doubts are getting the best of them, and they are saying to you, man, I'm thinking about leaving the Christian faith. And they've been processing that, and maybe to a point now where they're detaching from long-held beliefs. They're detaching from the local church, and maybe even they've left to say, I denounce religion altogether, or they're going after another religion. And you say, I want to win them back. I want to be used by God to convey the Christian faith to them. If you're a mom, a dad, a friend, a coworker, and you know someone who's deconstructing, I want to open up these seats for you as well. First 10 folks to call. Folks are already calling in, but there's still a spot for you. 877-LIVE-675. Again, this is typically for our monthly partners. And for you who are monthly partners, please know we have your seats reserved. We so appreciate you. But I just felt on my heart this morning that I want to open it up for those who are working with young adults and those who may know someone who is going through the process of walking away from the Christian faith. May God use us to help them to understand why Christ is still worth following. That's 877-548-3675. I don't know. It may be that those seats are going to be gone before this segment is over. I see a number of folks calling in. So if you want to get your seat, you do need to call now. I highly encourage you to do so now. 877-548-3675. No obligation or anything like that. I just want to be a blessing to as many people as we can. Well, I was reading a report recently, as I often do. This particular report was done by Lifeway Research in partnership with Ligonier Ministries, and you may have heard of it before. It's called the State of the Church Report, and it's really focused in on the state of theology, wanting to understand how Christians believe. And it was really interesting to me, and I want to just share this, a couple of highlights that come out of this, and I say highlights loosely. I should just say a couple of strong observations is maybe a better way of describing it. For the first time, the majority of Americans, 51%, say that they rarely attend church. 51% of Americans say they rarely attend church. Now, if you add in those who just attend on holidays, that's Christmas and Easter, if you add in those, that number then goes up by another 7%. So that takes it up to 58%. 58% say that I only attend either rarely or on Christmas or Easter. Now, if you add in those who say I attend once a month, if you take it up to include that group, now you're at 67%. So 67% of Americans say they only attend church. They only attend church about once a month or less. Now, what does this do to our beliefs? How does this impact what we believe? Well, what it does is it produces a lot of people who say they're Christians, but they don't have a biblical worldview. Only 9% of those who don't attend church regularly have a biblical worldview. Now, I'll explain what a biblical worldview is in just a moment. But let's look at those who are in that 33%, about 33% who say, I attend church at least once a week. So that means they're going to church weekly, for the most part, by and large. They're going to church weekly. How does that impact worldview? Well, you may be surprised by this. I was kind of blown away by it. 84% of those folks have a biblical worldview compared to only 9% who don't attend church regularly. Now, this should be alarming to you. If you're a Christian, and odds are there are a lot of you that are listening to me right now who would say, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus, love God, but maybe you would say, I don't go to church on a regular basis. Then what that means is that there's a high probability that what you believe about God, what you believe about the Bible, what you believe about salvation, what you believe about Jesus, and what you believe about the Holy Spirit, odds are those beliefs don't align with what the Bible teaches. And that should be alarming, because that means that you're believing something that's not in line with what God has said about himself through his word. And that's a pretty scary thought, to be a Christian and have beliefs that don't align with the Bible. Whereas 84% of those who attend church regularly have what's known as an orthodox or biblical view on God, the Bible, salvation, the deity of Jesus, and the personhood of the Holy Spirit. To not have a biblical view on these things is to say things like, well, God is not all-powerful, he can't stop evil, or to say that the Bible has myths in it and it's not infallible or inerrant, or to believe that I have to do good in order to experience God's salvation. All of these things are what you would consider to be unbiblical views in these areas. Or to believe that Jesus was a great moral teacher, but he was not God. Or to believe that the Holy Spirit is a force and not a person. If any of these things that I just said, which are all erroneous beliefs, if you would say, yeah, I believe that, that the Holy Spirit is a force, that Jesus is a great moral teacher, but he was not God. If you would say that the Bible, yeah, it's mostly true, but it has some errors in it. These are things that are not biblical beliefs. They're not in line with the Word of God. Now, 84%, though, of those who attend church regularly would say things like, God is all-powerful, almighty, all-loving, all-knowing. They would say the Bible is without error in its original writings. They would say that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone. They would say that Jesus is the Son of God. And they would also say that the Holy Spirit is a person. Now, why is all this important? It is important because it is just another reinforcement of the enormous difference that regular church attendance has on our lives. Now, I'm laying a foundation, and then I'm going to throw a question out there, and we're going to open up the phone lines. I just want to make one more point, though, of observation. If you think the impact on our theology is great, as it's measured between those who attend church and those who don't, I want you to think about the impact on the way we see social issues. Let's just take the sanctity of life for just a moment. 63% of those who say they're Christians but don't attend church regularly believe that abortion should be legal. They believe that abortion should be legal. This is state, this is federal legal protections for abortion. That number goes down to 32% for those who attend church regularly. For a long time, what I've been told is that the problem is that pastors need to be more vocal. They need to speak up for the sanctity of life. They need to leverage their voice for the preborn. They need to defend children in the womb. Well, it sounds to me by the statistics that the issue is not that pastors aren't speaking up, that pastors are teaching a pro-life message. The issue is folks aren't going to church. And if you're not going to church, that probably means that you're not getting sound biblical teaching on a regular basis, which means that your worldview, your view of the world, is being informed by culture, cable news networks, political pundits, you name it. So here's my question to you. Here's my question. Have you stopped attending church? And if you have, I want to know why. What caused you? Maybe the church offended you. Maybe there's some other reasons. Church hurt, woundedness. Maybe it's simple. You just relocated. Maybe life got busy. But I want to hear from you. We're going to talk on the other side of this break about the top five reasons from a new study on why people stop attending church. And then I want to hear from you what needs to happen for you to come back. The phone number 877-LIVE-675. I want to hear from you. If you stopped attending church, why? 877-LIVE-675. Don't go anywhere. Much more to come next up on Equip with Chris Brooks. Friends, there's a special event for our monthly partners happening soon. Our next Equipper webinar is tomorrow, right after the program. Have you ever wondered how you can be sure that Christianity is true? Or do you wrestle with doubts about your salvation? Can you answer those who struggle with those same concerns? At this webinar, I'll address these topics and take up your questions as well. Equippers, look for an email from me with the registration details for this free interactive webinar. Not an Equipper and want to attend? Well, become a monthly partner by calling 888-644-4144 or online at equipradio.org. Welcome back to Equip with Chris Brooks. Today we're talking about church attendance. That's right. Church attendance, but don't change that dial. I promise you, this is a safe zone. This is a safe place for you to have open and honest conversation. I opened the program today by citing a report that was done by Lifeway Research that says that 51% of Americans say they rarely attend church. You add in those who only go for Christmas and Easter and those who say they only go about once a month, you're up to 67%. So clearly we have seen a rapid decline probably over the last four decades of folks not going to church. And I start talking about how that impacts your beliefs. And maybe you're not surprised to know that your beliefs are more in line with the Bible when you go to church more often. But maybe you didn't consider the fact that your social views change a lot, that 63% of people who rarely attend church say that, yeah, abortion should be legal and we should protect that, whereas 32% of those who say they go to church on a regular basis say that abortion should be legal. So you see that cut in half, and the vast majority of people saying, man, we should protect the sanctity of life. So that got me thinking, like, why are so many people leaving the church? And I wanted to create a safe space for you to be able to process that. And I'd love to pray. Some of you right now, you say, I'm not attending, but I really do want to find a good church. I want to find a healthy church. And I would love to pray with you towards that end at 877-LIVE-675. I'd love to just be your prayer partner. And I promise this is not about judgment or any of that. I just really want to hear from you so that I can better understand. At 877-548-3675, certainly I want you to attend church and to find a good one and a healthy one. But I also understand there are a number of reasons why people don't attend church. Onita called earlier. Thank you, Onita, for giving us a call. She says, listen, this lack of church attendance, it's what's leading to higher anxiety as well concerning global issues, concerning our national politics. And I think our sister is right that when you start thinking about global issues, you start thinking about our national politics, if you're not in church, odds are you're probably dealing with a pretty marked increase of anxiety and fear and worry about all of these things. And so here's the question for the day. If you have stopped attending church, what was it that caused you to stop attending church? And what would need to happen for you to go back? What would need to happen for you to go back? A lot of folks are giving us a call at 877-548-3675. I want to start with Mark in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, PA. Check it in. Thank you, Mark. What's your comment?
Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I listen to you every day. Hey, I was telling your gal there, I belong to a church that used to have about 300 people. Now we're down to about 100. And I've been going there for over 30 years. And we had a new couple started attending our church about a couple of months ago. And they kind of fit in. They start being active, doing different functions and everything. Now they want to join the church. Mm. So they went and talked to the pastor and found out they're not married. He said, sorry, you can't join the church.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so, now what? Who are we to judge, Chris?
Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of different ways that churches approach this type of thing. I think that him being able to be honest about what the church believes about marriage is important. What the church believes about human sexuality. What I don't affirm is churches who do a bait and switch, pretend like everything's okay. Then a person joins the church, and then they tell them, "Well, what you're doing is not in line with our beliefs." I think it's better to be honest with people up front. Now, two ways you can approach that. I think one way you can approach it is to say, man, we'd love to see you guys get married. We love to walk alongside of you in that journey, and maybe even have a couple within the church do that just to, you know, do a hard and fast, hey, you're not able to join a church, and slamming a door on them. Seems cold and uncaring to me, but there may be more to the story. I would hope in a scenario like that at least part of the response is, man, we love you, Jesus loves you, and we just want to see what's best for you guys, what's best for your family, and marriage is so much better than just cohabitating, living together without any type of commitment, covenantally. So I'd be hesitant without finding out more details to pass full judgment, but I certainly understand your heartache and your heartbreak, and maybe in your church you can be a voice of reason to be able to help to bring some remedy to what is clearly a difficult situation. Mark, thank you for giving us a call. Phone number is 877-LIVE-675. Some of you may have heard of Kerry Newhoff. Kerry does a podcast. He's a pastor and church leader out of Canada. And Kerry just partnered up with Barna Research to talk about why have people stopped attending church. Five reasons they discovered. Five reasons people have stopped attending church. Listen to these. These were, in some ways, pretty... some pretty surprising, some just confirmation of what you would expect. One has been moral failure of leaders. Moral failure. The number one reason is that people feel the church has become hypocritical because of the moral failures of its leaders. And here's where I will say, as a pastor, when a leader falls and sins, it affects so many, so broadly, so deeply. Now, the sad story of this, the really, really sad story, is that there are a handful of high-profile leaders that have had moral failings, but because of the outsized exposure they get because of their platforms, it really impacts people deeply and overshadows the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pastors who are faithfully serving their church families. Maybe they're not as popular. Maybe they don't have a television media ministry, or they're not writing books or blogging, but they're loving families. They're going to hospital visits. They're marrying folks. They're there at the funeral. They are preaching God's word week in and week out, and yet their faithfulness is overshadowed because of the moral failures of a few. That's heartbreaking to me. Second reason given is that God is missing from the church. People go to church looking for God, but having difficult finding him. A lot of times this is because there just seems to be a lack of focus on people experiencing God's presence and being able to be taught things like prayer and how to have a relationship, personal relationship with the Lord. That's a sad, sad commentary for us as churches. Listen, I want to hear from you. If you've stopped attending church, why is it that you've stopped, and what would it take in order for you to start attending again? The phone number is 877-548-3675. That's 877-LIVE-675. I'm going to try to fit a call in on the other side of this break. So when you call in, I promise you, we'll get you in. And there's a lot of folks that are lining up. So we're going to try to get a call in on the other side of this break. And I want to, more than anything else, encourage you today that if you don't have a church home, let's pray about it. Let's pray that God will allow you to find a community of believers that encourage your heart in a tremendous way. Phone number 877-LIVE-675. Our website, equippedradio.org. Don't go anywhere. Much more to come next up on Equipped. Welcome back to Equip with Chris Brooks. What a great day it is to be with you today on Equip. The phone number to join the conversation is 877-LIVE-675. Also, would love for you to prayerfully consider partnering with us today, prayerfully and financially. Your gifts enable us to be able to fulfill our mission of equipping Christians to more effectively live, share, and defend their faith. To be honest with you, I think this program is needed greatly, and it's because of days like today. There are so many who, maybe for legitimate reasons, don't feel connected to a community of believers, or maybe don't feel safe in a community of believers, but yet they need spiritual guidance and direction. Now, I would never, ever promote this program as a substitute for the local church. I'm a big believer in the local church. But I would say that the program can be a supplement and certainly a bridge when you're in those in-between times and seasons. And so if we've been a blessing to you, if you're just checking us out, just know you listening is gift enough and no pressure at all to give. But if you have been blessed and your heart has been encouraged, can you consider today a $25 gift or $50 gift, $100 gift, or maybe even more? The phone number is 888-644-4144. That's 888-644-4144. And if we've been a blessing to you, help us to be a blessing to others. I want to go to the phone line just to reset. We're talking today about church attendance. I've shared some studies that have communicated that those who attend church on a regular basis have not only a greater likelihood to have a biblical worldview. About 84% of those who attend church regularly have a biblical worldview, meaning that their beliefs about God, about the Bible, salvation, Jesus, in particular his deity, the personhood of the Holy Spirit, that they align with the teachings of Scripture, as opposed to those whose beliefs don't align with the Scriptures. I also talked about the positive impact on the way we see social issues, like the sanctity of life, other things, not so much driven and shaped by political pundits or cable news talking heads, but more by the Word of God and by Scripture. And then we even talked about the emotional benefit, seeing the difference in anxiety levels, worry, fear, in those areas as well. Well, that led to a question, and that is, if you've stopped attending church, why have you stopped attending church? I want to hear from you about that. And secondly, what needs to happen for you to reconnect? Because the benefits are great, not just for you, but for the local church that you're a part of as well. 877-548-3675. Let's go to the phone lines. Jacob is listening in War Trace, in Tennessee. Hey, Jacob, thank you so much for listening to Equip. What's your comment?
No, thank you. And absolutely, by the way, what you just said about giving a blessing, I would absolutely love to do that. If you could give that number again, I didn't get a chance to write it down.
Praise God.
Because you're absolutely right. You struck a nerve there for me. I'm on the road and kind of in that phase of life in between settling between places. I have found a church, but I haven't even had a chance to attend. You made a comment about like going to church and being in church. And yes, my question is this, do you mean going to a religious establishment and gathering with other folks, or do you mean going to church in the biblical sense where he speaks about anybody like you and I sitting and gathering and talking about God today is technically going to church, having a church?
So I think this is a great call. I'm so grateful for you calling. And Jacob, let me just say, first off, brother, thanks for listening and your kind words. And I hope we've been a blessing. And you stay on the line after I respond. Our producer will get your information. Let me just say, you won't be surprised by this, but just like I believe the Bible speaks to all of life, the Bible tells us what to believe about marriage and family. The Bible tells us how we should approach money and possessions and wealth. The Bible gives me instructions on how I should approach parenting. I believe that the Bible tells us what a church is and what a church isn't. And I don't believe that we can just define it ourselves. We got to look at what the scripture says. So the Bible is pretty clear that there are certain things that have to be present for you to have a church. It's not just when a group of believers are together, right? That's great fellowship, but the Bible wouldn't call that a church. What Paul and the rest of the apostles in the New Testament seem to say, if you look at Titus chapter 1 and 2 Timothy chapter 3, is that leaders need to be present. Biblically qualified leaders need to be present in order for it to be a church. That doesn't mean they need to be present at every gathering. What that means is that if a group is going to call itself a church, there needs to be biblically qualified leaders who provide guidance for that church and something else that's not really popular, and that is church discipline that helps believers to be able to say, hey, we have to live in a way that honors God and honors one another. The second thing that has to be present for a group to be called a church is biblical teaching, teaching from the scriptures. Now I'm referring to Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, where they gather together every day, not only breaking bread with one another, I'm going to come back to that, but also listening to the apostles' teaching. So it was the biblical teaching of God's word that makes for a church. You can't say you have a Christian church historically if there's not biblical teaching there being done by a biblically qualified leader, what we would call a pastor elder. The other thing that the Bible says needs to be present, going back to that Acts passage, our regular observance of the ordinances, in particular, baptism and the Lord's table, the Lord's Supper, baptism and communion. If that's not present on a regular basis, you may have fellowship with other believers, but that's not a church. Like a church has biblically qualified leaders, has biblical teaching, is regularly practicing the ordinances on a regular basis. So, and then finally, I would say, in order for you to have a church, you have to have the gospel being not only taught, but spread. So there should be evangelism and missions. You can't say you have a church if there is no evangelism and missions. You might have a group that's gathering together, but the whole purpose of the church is the spreading of the good news of Jesus Christ. So I would just say that for me, as I read the Bible, try to do a fair, simple reading of the Bible, those are the things that need to be present for it to go from a great fellowship with other believers, which is awesome. I encourage that. But that doesn't mean you have a church. You know you got a church when you have the ingredients that the New Testament lays out for us. Jacob, you're a blessing, brother. Thank you. Father, bless my brother while he's on the road. Strengthen and encourage his heart. In Jesus' name, Amen. Jacob, stay on the line. Our producer would love to be a blessing to you, help you get connected as well. Appreciate Jacob's call. 877-548-3675. That's 877-LIVE-675. Let's go to Craig, who's listening in Miami. Hey, Craig, thank you for listening to Equip. What's your question?
Hi, Mr. Brooks. Thank you for your program. We really appreciate you. Thank you, sir. So my question is there a difference between sitting at home and listening to a service online as opposed to actually going and attending what you just so accurately described as a church? I think you pretty much answered it, but if you could expand on that, please.
Yeah, so let me just say, I don't have the data on difference in worldview between those who attend church online or in person. I don't have the data on difference in social issues, the way they see social issues. So I'm just going to be clear on that. I'll have to research that. But what I will say is this. Based off of how I just defined the church, there are enormous differences, and I'll just mention two. Pretty significant differences. Number one is community. When you're attending online, odds are, at a bare minimum, you're getting less connected. You may not be connected at all, except for I listen to the sermon, which there's a benefit to that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's no benefit to that. And certainly for those who might be sick or shut in, this is really important for you to be able to have some sense of connection. But the community of believers adds so much to my faith. It's not just a pastor. It's not just a worship leader. But it's the fact that I am doing life with other Christians as we're trying to figure out how do we live as Christians in the fallen world. That benefit is somewhat intangible, but yet enormous to my life. So I would say that would be a huge difference there. And then I would say spiritual care, congregational care. It's really hard for the local church to care for your soul well, to support you in seasons of loss, to help to be there for you when the storms of life come, when you are only online. Now, I will say that there are times when online ministry, and again, I see online as a supplement, not a substitute. There are certain times when it could be a blessing, maybe for you to take a class at your local church that you normally couldn't take, or if you're traveling to be able to connect online, that's great. Or if you're just trying to peek through the front window of a church to say, before I even come and think about dipping my toe in, and before I even think about joining, I just want to check you out online. I don't have any problems with that. I think we all have to go through our own vetting process to make sure that before we join any fellowship, that it's healthy and it's good. But I would say that once you say you are joining a church, get plugged in, get to know the leaders, because part of your responsibility as a member of a local church is to hold leaders accountable. I look to my local church not only to encourage me, but to hold me accountable as well, to preaching the Bible, to living as faithfully as I can to the Word of God. So make sure that you understand your responsibilities as well. Great website for all of this. We'll link it to ours. It's 9marks.org. Has a lot of great information there on what makes a healthy church and what makes a healthy member of a local church. Hey, you stick and stay. We're going to come back right after this, next up on Equip with Chris Brooks. Friends, there's a special event for our monthly partners happening soon. Our next Equipper webinar is tomorrow, right after the program. Have you ever wondered how you can be sure that Christianity is true? Or do you wrestle with doubts about your salvation? Can you answer those who struggle with those same concerns? At this webinar, I'll address these topics and take up your questions as well. Equippers, look for an email from me with the registration details for this free interactive webinar. Not an Equipper and want to attend? Well, become a monthly partner by calling 888-644-4144 or online at equipradio.org. Welcome back to Equip with Chris Brooks. So many calls that are coming in, and man, I know that this strikes a nerve. There are a number of reasons why people may be disconnected from the church. Let me just say, for those of you who have experienced church hurt, spiritual abuse, we've done a number of programs on that topic. I want to just say that my heart goes out. I've certainly experienced my own hurts and wounds from walking through painful situations within the local church. I will say this, though. Walking away from your faith. Now, not going to church doesn't necessarily mean you walked away from your faith. So I'm just saying this broadly, though. Walking away from your faith only makes things worse. It is you processing in the arms of a loving God through prayer, through the counsel of people you can trust, that really helps to take that wound and help to bring it to healing, because those wounds fester and they grow if they go unattended and uncared for. So I certainly pray for you who have been hurt by the church. Let's go to the phone lines. Excuse me. Victor is listening in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hey, Victor, thank you so much for listening. What's your comment, my friend?
Thank you, Chris, for having me. I love your program. Yes, as I was telling your producer, I am guilty of not going to church. I'm going on 4 years now, not having a church home. I moved from the area where I used to faithfully go to my church home. I still call that church my church home. But having said that, I do struggle with the way the church in general approaches the topic of money, especially when it comes down to, you know, us giving the 10% and the offerings and all that stuff. I've been in situations where I've been aggressively approached by pastors where they have a set amount on their heads of the donation, and if you can come up with a with that amount, then they want you to basically commit to give payments on that amount. And I don't know, but Mr. Chris, I don't really think that's godly at all. I think what it does is just push people away. And I'm guilty. But having said that, I don't recommend anybody from walking away from the church. The way that I see it and this happening to me, it's like you are a piece of charcoal on a bonfire, you're nice and orange, but what happened? We take the charcoal out and separate it from the fire. Eventually, it's gonna go cold. And I see myself struggling with feeling that going cold and struggling, asking God, please don't leave me. I keep calling Him every day. I'm kind of like holding a church home for one, you know, which is totally ridiculous, but that's what I'm at now.
Let me say, if I could, Victor, first off, I appreciate your sincerity. I think anybody who's listening to this conversation here is a man who is honest and sincere, struggling to hold on and to find a church and a community. I hear a number of different things in this conversation. You had a church community. You moved and relocated. Sounds like you haven't been able to really connect with a new one there, and I'm not saying that's easy, because it's not often easy, but yet I do want to encourage you to begin to pursue that. Maybe that means that you get a referral from a couple of friends that live in your community, or maybe even stand online. Our producer can get your information, and our local station there in your area can recommend maybe a church or two for you to visit. Has to be the Lord leading you and guiding you in that. But you, that charcoal analogy was such a great analogy. I hadn't heard that before. But yeah, I certainly don't want to grow cold. I want to remain hot for Jesus. And so I just want to encourage you, stay on the line. I'll have our producer get your information, and we'll have our station manager there in that area just contact you and maybe give you some recommendations there for you. I want to pray for you. Father, bless my brother Victor with the church family, with the church home, so that he might grow and thrive in you, so that he can be hot again. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, Victor mentioned giving, and Victor, you stay on the line. Our producer will get your information. Victor mentioned giving, and I just want to remind you of what the Bible says, and this is really important, 2 Corinthians 9 here, and verse number 7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Yeah, the Bible is opposed to manipulation around giving and this heavy-handedness that will cause people to feel like they have to give under some compulsion or guilt. No, God wants us out of the joy and overflow of our heart and the recognition of his great provision for our lives to give generously. That, my friends, is what should drive our generosity in all things. Listen, I want you to get into the church. I really do. I think that it really will bless your heart. You'll grow. You'll have a community you can pray with, worship with, walk with, and serve God with. And so if you're disconnected from the local church, pray that God will lead you. Make that your top prayer request, that God will lead you to a church family that can be your own. And know that we're praying here for you as well. As a matter of fact, Father, I pray even now for all my friends who may be disconnected, help them to get connected to a community of believers where they can grow. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, it's been such a joy being with you today. I cannot wait till we're together again next time. As always, remember, Equip with Chris Brooks is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.